This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line! It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Ruffled Feathers, your Two Birds on a Bat podcast. As always, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. As we inch closer and closer to baseball in St. Louis, beginning to wonder if we will be able to congregate at patios, especially outside. I mean, who knows what tomorrow brings, but every day brings new life, and except for... the National League Central, that is, I guess, but including our Cardinals. But who knows what's going on? Maybe something will change. Usually does after we do a show like this. Something will happen, and then it'll be like, shit. But, oh, well, what are you going to do? That being said, there are some things happening in baseball that seems to be happening with the same teams, which I find interesting. I think it tells you a lot, too, as well, which I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to know or say that. But, I mean, there's just so many things happening. Like, it feels like there's so much to talk about, but it's, like, just talking, right? Like, is it really happening? Now, some of these things you could say, well, yeah, maybe for the Cardinals it's just talking, but somebody out there is working, and that is true. So what the Cardinals are or aren't, we can talk about today. We can talk about some of the things that are creeping their ugly heads above water with Major League Baseball when it comes to everything from the start of the season to the DH. I know my friend Ron has some thoughts on that, which we'll get to. But, it's like for those of you out there that are my age, if you were kids or if you're older than me and you weren't just a little kid, but this is like the Iran hostage standoff. Like I remember every day on TV seeing the day 68 of the, like, I remember it like it was yesterday, you know, like, obviously we're talking about sports and we're talking about something extremely serious there, but it's that feeling of, okay, tomorrow's going to, I remember being a kid thinking, is today the day the hostages are going to get released? Well, I feel like today, is this the day that something's going to happen? And again, just for anybody out there that can't understand the comparison, I'm not comparing the two. One was dealt with human lives. This one is dealing with freaking sports. That being said, it doesn't change the fact that as a fan of said sports, I feel like I'm being held hostage. So another guy that I know feels hostage every day is my man, Ron Nuttall. Let's bring him in. Ron, how are you today?
I am thankful we have Blues hockey back, Jim, because if it wasn't for that, I'm not really sure how I'd be spending some of my evenings. Where do you start? I mean, you've hit on a couple things now.
I'm torn.
I'm at a fork in the road, Jim. I either care or I don't at this point.
Well, it's a Cardinals show, so let's start Cardinals. Ron, I don't know how old you are. I don't know that we've ever discussed it, but do you get my analogy here? I mean, don't you feel like you're being held hostage right now? Like, I've come to the realization that we're not doing anything, I don't think. Like, Trevor Bauer's not coming here. You know, like, that's not happening. Real Muto's not coming here. You know, those guys, you know, George Springer signed. You know, if you're going to look at the big dogs, they're not coming here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is there a possibility for the Cardinals to make a trade? You know, of course, that seems to be their thing. Like, I don't know that they're just going to sign somebody to sign. Like there's so much going on here, but I do. I feel like I'm being held hostage. Like it's like, okay, I've said this before. Like people a couple years ago when I was clamoring for Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. No. Save that money and get Arenado. Save that money and get Lindor. Okay. And I said 2 years ago, listen, those are pipe dream guys. We have two guys that are free agents. Okay. They are available now. Okay. If you have this money and you're going to spend this money, spend it now. You don't know what tomorrow brings. And now here we are, Lindor's with the Mets. His price is through the roof. No way he doesn't sign there or somewhere like that. Nolan Arenado, like here we, you know, we're going to be on this thing from now to the end of time. You know, I mean, but here's a guy, here's some guys that are available. And listen, I've done a 180 here. If I'm the St. Louis Cardinals, I'd sign Trevor Bauer. Like, why not? Like, seriously, why not? Like, give me a good reason not to sign. Like, you're not going to beat anybody with your offense.
Oh, yeah.
So I bring Colton Wong back and I sign Trevor Bauer and I throw him out there and I say, here, now you got to beat us. Now, when we get to the playoffs, assuming playoffs, what about playoffs? You know, that one never gets old.
No, it doesn't. You do it pretty well, too.
Seriously, like we're talking about we're talking about a platoon bat, right? We're talking about getting this guy. We wanted Lindor. We wanted this. Like, okay, like, so the National League Central is what it is. Like, you know, you don't apologize for that, right? So here it is sitting there. Like, I think we would all agree it's sitting here for the taking, possibly. Now, I still think Cincinnati with Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo presently would say, well, we'll see, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I still think we're better than them. But that being said, if you sign Trevor Bauer and you do what you're supposed to do, and you welcome yourself into a series and say, hey, guess who you get the first two games? You get Jack Flaherty and Trevor Bauer. Don't you think, you know what, even though they may be better than us, we can beat them?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Sure.
So that's what I'm doing if I'm the Cardinals. Trevor Bauer is a data guy. You're going to tell me he wouldn't want to pitch in Busch Stadium? So, you know, even if it's a one-year deal, I don't care. But my point is, that's where I'm at with this because, you know, there are certain guys out there I think would make us better. Like if you want to go get Jock Peterson and platoon him, yeah, that makes us better. If you want to get like, I know you like Eddie Rosario. Does Eddie Rosario make us better? It makes us better. I don't, mm-hmm. The problem is I don't know that it's that hard to make us better is my point.
No, Jim, especially when we go, it doesn't take long to find, hey, look, so-and-so showed improvement. So-and-so walks a little bit more last year. It's like when we go into an offseason just hoping that the guys improve enough to just be average or be less below average than they already are. Yeah, of course, it doesn't take much to help the offense. So what are we really asking for? I'm with you on the Trevor Bauer thing, but I don't know, Jim. It's everything right now. It's even everyday life. We're just hostages of, hey, can we go outside yet or not? Can I go to a bar yet or not? Cardinals, are you going to do anything for 21 or not? Can my kids go back to school or not? We're all waiting, man. We're all in a holding pattern for everything.
You know, I would say this. I would like to see the Cardinals do well. I don't care if they don't do anything and I'm pissed off about it. Of course, like, listen, I understand it. I can sit here all day long and tell you what I think they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell you, it looks like this to me. Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, right? Shits like a duck, it's a duck.
Yep.
Now, you know, you could say all these things. Mo could pull you in a room and say, you really have no idea what we're doing. Or Mo could pull you in a room and go, yeah, off the record, you're right. I don't think we're great. I don't think this is our year. I am taking advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring this year due to COVID. I don't really care that you think we should spend some money because we have some. You know, yeah, this is our opportunity to do a reset next year. And yeah, we have prospects. We have young guys. See, nobody thinks about that. We have these guys, right? Some of these guys. And if he really wanted to do some things, he could do it next year. And a lot of people like me would say, well, why not do it now? Mm-hmm. Like, if you really want, like, here, let's say, let's make the Arenado people happy and bring up Nolan Arenado. If you were going to trade for Arenado, why not trade for him now? Right. Yeah. Like, you can get him, supposedly you can get him now. The Central's there for the taking. We need a third, but you know, and Mo might be sitting there going, well, again, pure speculation, Ron, yeah. Tell me when you know, call bullshit when you want to call it. He could say, well, there's 35 million reasons why I don't want him this year. And while that's 35 to you, scratch that, Mr. Cromer, it's actually closer to 55 million reasons I don't want him this year. That's because if I bring him in here, then I got to put Carp on the bench, and that's almost 20 million. So now I'm paying $55 million for one position. When the truth of the matter is I can just ride Carpenter out this year, clean that money off the books next year. Then I can go get Arenado and I bring him in. And now I've only got $35 million on the payroll for a slot versus, you know, the 55. Now, nobody thinks about that shit.
No.
But that's legit. Mm-hmm. It's a legit problem. And you can sit here and go, well, Carp can do it. Like, no, like, I'm not quite sure it matters, you know? So I'm of the opinion that if they want to do something, they can do it. I just think they're showing their colors and saying, we don't feel there's any reason to do it. Now, anything we want to do can be done next year, and it won't cost us. It will cost us money eventually, but it won't cost us as much.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and again, that's where I'm at with, and he could say wrong, buzzer,
yeah.
Wrong, not what we're doing. You know, what he might say is wrong, would never take on an Arenado contract at $35 million a year. So that's not even up for discussion. Like, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, there's no doubt in my mind with all these free agents, like with some free agents available that I think we all think can help us. They are playing this thing out, and they are either going to get some guys on the real cheap, or they're going to do nothing and just ride it out. I don't know. Like, listen, I couldn't tell you. I think it's going to be really hard for them, Ron. Like, you give me your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really hard for them. I mean, what is this today? Today's January 26th. It's going to be really hard for them in the next 10 days if a Rosario, a Jock Peterson, there's a couple more guys, if they are still free agents and they're sitting there and they have nothing, not to go, well, shit. I mean, you know, it's $4 or $5 million, maybe. Let's offer them. Now, I'll get your thoughts on this. We may not really, like, all these guys that are free agents may all have $4 or $5 million offers and they all want $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
That, speaking of our own two guys, right? That where everybody's talking about, one of our former guys too, right? Like, all three of our former guys may be in that same boat. My guess is they probably all have been told, hey, if you want to sign a contract right now for, I'm going to throw this out there, maybe somewhere between $3 and $5 million, here you go, sign away.
Yeah.
You know, but my guess is, and this is the truth, I don't think that's a Cardinal thing. I think that's a Major League Baseball thing. I think there's many teams, like, I would be shocked if Jock Peterson doesn't have like four contracts and they're all probably the same right there.
Yeah.
Same thing for Rosario. Same thing for Yachty. Same thing. I guarantee you these guys have multiple contracts from people and they're probably about the same. They probably all in their mind have an idea where they want to go. And they're just waiting for that to rise. Now, for some of them, we're not talking about the big dogs. So for the guys we're talking about, they're all kind of waiting on somebody else to sign. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I will say this, what we are seeing right now, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this other guy in a minute. You give me your thoughts on what I just asked you about.
Yeah, I think, your two likely outcomes are probably where I'm at, where they may land a couple of these guys on the real cheap. And what we've got on paper right now is who we roll into the season with. So I do think that's likely. And Jim, there's no pressure coming from the National League Central, from any of the other teams, for the Cardinals to really, I guess, I don't know if they'd be motivated by it, but there's nothing to react to in the National League Central. The only thing you're reacting to is watching. It basically is like a fire sale. The Cubs, now there's rumors about Bryant heading some, we think speculation was he's going to be heading out this year anyway. But the Cubs are dismantling. I don't even want to talk about the Pirates. My God, I don't know what direction that organization's headed. Brewers haven't really done anything. Oh, I'm sorry. The Cubs signed Austin Romine.
Yeah, that was the big one.
That was a big deal. But the National League Central is putting no additional pressure or incentive really for the Cardinals to do anything. And I'm not suggesting that Mo and the front office are only reacting to what other teams do in the division. Typically, they'd say they don't do that. But right. there's not even pressure from within the division is what I'm saying. That's my point.
Right.
So I don't know. Jim, I feel like it's a push here, and I'm okay with that. But I do agree with something that Bernie wrote about on Scoops with Danny Mac earlier in the week, and that is, hey, fine. I think most of us can deal with it. But is it fair to ask, can you just level set with us? You know, can you just level set with the fans? And some of us would appreciate it. Not that we are entitled to it, but I mean, come on. We can all kind of see what's going on here.
Well, actions speak louder than words, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah,
I think that you and I, like our opinion, is formed by actions. Now, like I mentioned earlier, you know, they may have this grandioso master plan that we can't see or fathom.
Sure.
But in the end, does that really matter? Because right, like we're all concerned with the present right now. Would it make it like, let's say Mo came out to you, Ron, and said, Ron, called you up and said, hey, man, I caught your show. I'm sure he listens to you, right? Caught your show. Listen, just trust me here, man. Like, it's going to be, this year's going to be interesting, but man, trust me. I mean, would you run through the whole year going, it's okay, boys, everything's going to be okay next year? I mean, would you really do that? Like, on the surface, it's like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, because then you'd start looking around going, well, what makes sense? You know, what makes sense is like, figuring out why things are the way they are. And a guy that I was going to, you know, one thing we've learned about this for sure is that I think as Cardinal fans, we have all overvalued Colton Wong immensely. Cause we love him, right? The guy's an unbelievable defender. We like the way he plays baseball, but you know, I've been sitting here for weeks trying to figure out how he hasn't signed. And the reason I'm saying this is, he's not a guy. Like, to my knowledge, Colton Wong on the flip side is not a guy waiting on some big dog to sign and he's the fallback, right? Like, there isn't some second baseman out there that hits jacks and plays good D and hits for a high average and Colton Wong's the fallback because he's a good defender that's okay offensively. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is there is nobody. So we're learning real quick some of the things that we value in Colton Wong that Major League Baseball just doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And the truth is, he's a guy that's probably worth more to the St. Louis Cardinals than he is to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you, the team that if I'm the Dodgers, I'd be interested in him. Like, bring him in there and let him play defense. And I mean, like, I'm confused by this one a little bit because I think he can help you. But then I'm doing research and stuff on this. And like, I say this with love, nobody likes him. I can't find a site that really is excited about him. Not Fangraphs, mm-hmm. not if you're into that sort of thing, like nobody's like, oh yeah, Colton Wong's turned the corner, man. Like, dude can play. He can hit now. He's good offensively. Nobody likes him. I mean, and in a day and age with the shift, while we ooh and ah at a few defensive plays, nobody values defense there. Like, it's nice. It's kind of like leather seats, right? Like, you know, do I really need them? But I got everything else. Like, I don't know. They're nice and you want to have them. Do you really want to pay for the leather seats, even though how often do they really make a difference? You know, or the seat warmer. It's like a seat warmer, right? Or four-wheel drive. You think you got to have it.
You never,
but how many times a year do you use the four-wheel drive, right? Like, I got to have four-wheel drive. Well, I got to have a Gold Glover at second. You know, I'd say the same thing about Tyler O'Neill. I'm not going to get all fuzzy and warm about him getting a Gold Glove in left field. Yeah. I don't give two shits. If you're going to play left field, you need to hit. It's that simple. I don't care how bad you are out there or good. Lonnie Smith, for Christ's sakes, like, come on, this guy could play, right? And he was awful out there. Like, we can go on and on about guys that played left field that were terrible that could hit. You know, again, I don't know. Where do we go? Now, unless, Ron, you want to take us down a different rabbit hole here.
Well, where do we go? I think the one thing they need to figure out pretty damn quick, and it's still unbelievably stupid. What did I say before?
Well, hang on. Let's not go there. Let's stay Cardinals.
I thought that's
first.
Where you wanted to go.
No, I want to go light at the end of the tunnel first. I've got one for you.
Okay.
Jimmy's back, right? Like, I get off this shit and I say, I'm not going to get all excited. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to talk about Nolan Arenado. Jimmy's back because I got a name for you.
Okay.
I saw it today that the Braves are talking to Cleveland about.
Oh, yes.
One guy. I got a name for you. You guess who it is while I remind people to check us out on twobirdsonabat.com. Don't forget to click subscribe to the podcast. It's free. It takes about 30 seconds. Find us on our social media sites at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Please find us on Facebook as well, Two Birds on a Bat and Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram. Don't forget us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio, streaming platform for your mobile device. Would love you guys to show a lot of love to the people that continue to make this show popular. I can't say enough about Adam Smokehouse. Guys, we're going to be back open here in about a week. With St. Louis starting to get a little closer to normal with some things. I mean, we're a long way from being completely normal, but as things open up, let's get down there and show them how much we've missed our barbecue in the month of January, especially when we can get it inside and enjoy that atmosphere. That's our good friends at Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To the Gators Baseball Academy, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Learn more about what's going on over there. Lots of cool things happening. They're into the second half of the training season to get the kids ready to get outside and play. I'm sure this is about the time of year they're all like caged animals. They've all been inside. They've been working. They're ready to go play. We're going to get there here real soon and get those kids out there. But if you want to learn more about the academy for your prep player, go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. And, of course, my friend, DrKirstenJacobs.com, where you can learn more about Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. She reminds you every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Make sure you check out DrKirstenJacobs.com. So I got a name for you. He solves a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this guy is he checks on.
Oh, my bad. I didn't even.
Is that an alert? Like we've moved past just talking about this guy.
I forgot these things hooked. I forgot that I had the Bluetooth on. So yeah. My bad.
Hey, I got a name for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez.
I knew you were going to say that.
Let me tell you, we're pipe dreaming again. People out there just turned this shit up and said, oh my God, Jim, they're not going to do anything. I can't help myself. Let me tell you, do you know why I can't help myself? I mean, there's a reason I can't help myself why this makes a lot of sense. Okay. Let me tell you, like, yes, this guy's an MVP caliber player.
Yes, he is.
You know, he has not been immune. He had a down year a couple years ago that was an awful first half. I think his second half was great. Guy is versatile. I mean, he actually runs. He can play third. He can play second. He can play short if you needed him to. He can hit for power. He hits right. He does it all. He does it all. And you want to know some cool things about him? Okay. He's only 28. And here's the best part. If we traded for him tomorrow, he wouldn't even be close to being the highest paid player on the team. And he's locked in for 3 years. He will make less money in 2023 than Dexter Fowler makes right now. Now, yes. Yes.
Pretty crazy.
You're out there going, all right, Jimbo, but then he's got to cost a fortune. Maybe. You got to call and ask, and what is the fortune? Has anybody really went for a fortune?
Doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it. You know, listen, if this guy cost me Nolan Gorman, bye-bye. You know, if this guy cost me one, like, bye-bye. You know, like, sorry, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, like this is, we're talking 3 years contract, 3 years. He makes less money this year, folks, than Colton Wong would have made. And next year than Colton Wong would have made if you picked up his option. This is an MVP caliber player, legit, real deal.
Yep.
So how can you not get excited if they're truly thinking about trading him? Unless they call and go, oh yeah, well, sure. We'll take Herrera, we'll take Carlson, and we'll take, you know, Cabrera. Unless somebody had sent me that, so I'll give them credit. But if, like, unless they call and say something stupid, don't you have to inquire?
Oh, absolutely. This name probably gets me more excited about the possibility than some of the other, even some of the free agents that are floating around. This solves a lot of problems, Jim, to your point. And it's exactly what they need. Cleveland's selling everything off right now. For this guy, since he's locked up for 3 years, if they're tearing everything down to the studs and rebuilding, is it going to happen that quickly before he hits free agency? But probably not. So I'm kind of surprised, not surprised, I guess, that they're open to dealing him.
Yeah.
Does it have to be one of the top four teams in the league right now? Right. It's got to be Atlanta, or it's got to be, I'm surprised.
Well,
the Dodgers didn't get involved in this too, because San Diego just got somebody. So,
That'll lead us down. Okay. So listen, it definitely doesn't even do us any good to talk about Jose Ramirez for 20 minutes because the reality of it is, I agree. A follower on Twitter is like, man, I think it would cost a fortune in prospects. It might. And if it does, then you have to think about it because of what you're doing. Like, listen, I don't think Jose Ramirez put you in the World Series. It's all a crapshoot to some degree. But does he make you a lot better? He makes you a lot better.
I think so.
If you acquire him, it's not near as hard because he's a flexible player. He doesn't just play third base. You can put him at second base, and now Tommy Edman becomes what you want him to be. Like, you can do a lot of things here. He can play third. He can do anything. Swiss Army knife, and he's the dude. So, again, this one solves a lot of problems. Add in the fact that, this seems like a Moish deal, doesn't it?
Feels more Cardinal-like to me, yes.
This feels very Cardinal-like.
Yeah.
You can hate Mo. You can be mad at Mo. You can be mad. Like, there's no way they're not. And, like, if this is true – to use a terrible Moakley, they're doing their due diligence. I'd be curious.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that they have to wonder about. I agree. Some people say, well, this is why you should have got Lindor. He only had 1 year. This guy's got three, so he's going to be real expensive. Yeah, but even though you and I think, well, they should have went after Lindor, of course we do. Like, they're probably sitting there going, that's not a legitimate get and re-sign for us.
Yeah.
We're not going to give Lindor $300 million. And that's what he's going to want.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So no, we're going to save our prospects. This feels more like something they do for the prospects. But we'll see. See how aggressive they want to be. Let's move on to baseball stuff because, again, this is – I'm going to have a hard time believing there's anybody out there that would say, no, I don't want Jose Ramirez, as long as it's not like – as long as that it isn't – like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like all of our top prospects. Now, I'll tell you this. One of them's going. You got three in the top 100 right now. One of them's gone if you get him. I can swallow that. I don't care which one it is either. Doesn't matter to me. Because the reality of it is two of the three aren't going to work out. They're just probably not. I'm not saying they won't be Major League Baseball players. All three of them will play in the majors, I would have to assume. But this guy is an MVP candidate, and he signed for 3 years. So, I would have a hard, if you're telling me you wouldn't trade for Jose Ramirez in a deal that included one of your top three prospects, which we know who those three are, one of those three, and then a couple other after that, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, you get what you deserve then. Seriously, you get what's about to happen to you then. Okay. All right. Let's move on to baseball business because
yes.
I got a ton of stuff on the Patterson Tire text line. I know you want to talk about this. So let's go right to the Patterson Tire and Service text line, where it's a whole lot more than a tire store. I want to remind you to give them a call at 618-797-6711. They're located at Highway 111 at 3718 in Granite City, Illinois. 62040. Been down there for over 40 years. I take my car to nobody else but Patterson Tire. Again, it's a great family-owned business. I've known this family personally for geez Louise, like almost my whole life. And I've trusted them. Many people trust them with their car. And it's great service. And it's affordable pricing. They do so much work down there that they're able to get the stuff that they need at affordable prices and then turn it around to you for what you would have to believe is a comfortable exchange of goods and services for cash. And that's our good friends at Patterson Tire and Service. Again, just a great family. I want to congratulate one of the owner's sons, Riley Patterson. He's in the Senior Bowl. He's a kicker at Memphis. It sure looks like he's a senior. So you know, he'll be out there kicking field goals and trying to get in the draft and get into camp. And, you know, he's been a great kid. I've known him his whole life. I've had the opportunity to coach him in baseball. He's just an unbelievable athlete and just another kid that I'm proud to say that I know. And is, you know, high expectations for that kid since he was little. And let me tell you, exceeded them. Just a great kid that comes from a great family. So everything he gets is well-deserved. Okay. So I know you want to talk about this. Somebody brings this up. I'm not quite sure what Major League Baseball is doing. I don't understand why in the world would anybody want to watch a pitcher bat. The DH is long overdue. Bring it to the National League. I'm tired of watching pitchers go up there and not even try. Okay, I'll say this. I guarantee you Adam Wainwright tries, no doubt. And we love Adam Wainwright, and Adam Wainwright can actually swing the bat pretty good. But, yes, even the best-hitting pitchers, I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they don't like it. But I think there's a misconception about the DH, and I do want to talk about it. Ron, I know you got some strong feelings on this, so why don't you take the lead on this one?
Yeah, I mean, so my strong feelings aren't so much whether about me liking or disliking the National League style without the DH versus, you know, having a DH full-time. It's more about that baseball can't get to this decision when we're 3 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting. And look, outside of the Cardinals even, I mean, how many strategies are being held up? How many? That's 15 jobs that could be here this year, right? So I think it is holding things up a bit. It's not certainly not the only reason, but it's one of many, and I think it's a big one. The fact that they can't either just, if they can't just unilaterally say, no, we're going to have a DH this year in the National League, and we'll talk about whether it's going to be there in 2022 or not at the next CBA, but we're putting it in this year. The fact that they just haven't got to that decision and it's been so close, just to me, Jim, it just seems so stupid. Bargaining chip or not, make a damn choice. Just make a choice. I don't know why this one's so hard or it rubs me the complete wrong way. The Players Union rejected the latest thing, but they didn't just reject having a DH now. They rejected it because of other reasons, expanded playoffs, a lot of other stuff there. It wasn't just about the DH. So I'm not looking at the Players Union right now going, what the hell's wrong with you guys? I'm just looking at baseball in general. Bob Manfred, whatever the hell his name is. Why can this not be decided? We're at the end of January. I don't get this one. This is going to be a hard one. You have to do a good job convincing me that it's okay that we don't know if the DH is here or not yet.
Yeah, here's my thing on the DH. So I will say this. I think I was, you know, I had some opinions about the DH and why I thought it was a no-brainer for the players. I think I was a little, like, and I'm not going to say I was misinformed. I probably made some assumptions that weren't correct. I mean, I had these grandioso ideas that these teams just spend gazillion dollars on DHs because typically DHs are what? They're guys that can really hit the shit out of the ball and they can't play defense. And it doesn't really like, I don't know that that's going to like, I don't know that it's as big a deal as we make it out to be. I would challenge something you said, not in a negative way, but you know, if that's going to be the excuse, well, we're waiting to find out if there's going to be a DH, you know, I'm going to put that on the teams because what I think we would all agree is the proverbial DH signed already with a National League team, not knowing if there's going to be a DH, and that's Kyle Schwarber. So if Kyle Schwarber can sign with a National League team, I think the teams can probably move forward and say, we'll figure it out. Now, would you like Kyle Schwarber to be your DH? Of course you would.
Oh, yeah. Way better fit.
No, right? would you rather, I don't know, we could go on and on about it, but
Jim, I'll take him in our left field, man.
DH. What's that?
I'll take him in our left field this year.
Well,
sure, we already talked about that, but I mean.
Correct. So that being said, to your point, yeah, I don't think there's any denying this. If they said tomorrow plan for the DH, it might loosen some things up. I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. Do I want to see it? Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of like, I used to argue about it and go back and forth. It's fine. Like, let's just do it. Like, you know, you're changing things. So why not change them?
Yeah.
You're already changing things. So let's change them. Right. Like, you know, you're not going to making a pitcher pitch to three batters is not playing baseball. It's not. Like, you can like that rule. Mm-hmm. You can even argue with me that it, like, whatever. It's not baseball. You are taking you're already taking strategy away. What you've done is taking strategy away from the manager. Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, why not go the full tilt and just let's not worry about the strategy portion of having to worry about your pitcher in the number nine spot? Like, okay. If that's what you're into, like people are going, oh, you know, it's they're already doing it. So what's the difference? Like, again, if you can't mix and match pitchers, which we couldn't do because it added a minute or two to the baseball game. I mean, I'm kind of ambivalent to it anymore. Like, I'm just kind of like, do it, whatever. I get it. You know, I got to ask you this. Did you see, though, and I'm curious about this. So on the surface right away, I saw that yesterday and I tweeted out.
Yeah.
Why would the players union not agree to this? Now, the headline was they turned down the DH. The players wanted expanded playoffs. Obviously, the players would like to have the DH. And there was they were adding more money to the player pool for this. That's why I couldn't believe the players turned it down, because it's more money.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, and rightfully so, I had some people say, well, Jim, if you look at this on the long game, the more teams that get in, what we have right now, again, we're watching it in the National League Central. You know, somebody is saying, shit, I can win the National League Central and I don't even have to try. I don't have to pay nobody. Okay. That being said, we can flip it and look at it and go, okay, what about the DH? Are they paying these guys? Will they just throw another guy in there that creates a job in baseball? Bah, bah, bah. Does it really create a job in baseball? The roster's this. But when you get through all of it and all of your own opinions, the one guy that if that was true, if to see the forest through the trees and say, hey, guys, you would think the one guy that would go, yep, they're going to give the players a little bit of money. They're going to buy them out of this thing to get these playoffs and give them this DH, when in the end this DH really doesn't create any more jobs, really doesn't create any more money. The little bit of extra money is not a big deal. They're going to expand these playoffs, and now they're really going to take advantage of you players, right?
Yeah.
The one guy that you thought would say, no, 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 these are all the things they're doing. Scott Boras says, wait a minute, this is a good thing. I don't know if you saw that or not, but he disagreed with the players' union and said, you should absolutely do that.
I'm never surprised by anything that comes out of Scott Boras camp, you know, and we've talked about him, I think, on here. I might be getting my podcast mixed up, Jim, but we've talked both the good and bad that comes with him. I mean, he's a guy that's sometimes ahead of his times, and then sometimes he gets behind, like the way free agency's gone over the last couple of years. But I think he's right. But I got to admit, though, I don't 100% have my head around this playoff expansion and the money involved. Who's going to benefit more? I think kind of the gut feeling is obviously it's going to benefit the teams a lot more than the players. There's pretty big, I don't know how proportional it needs to be in order to make it acceptable. But I think that's where I detect where the hangup is likely occurring.
Well, my guess is that Scott Boras is saying, look, guys, right now you have haves and have nots. If you increase the amount of playoff opportunities, some of the have nots all of a sudden become haves.
Mm-hmm.
So now more teams are going, maybe we can do this. And again, it's all speculation, right? But I mean, I have trust him. And Scott Boras, the reason you don't like him is because he has fought for his players and driven up their value.
Yeah.
Because as we've said before, your value is what somebody's willing to pay you. What I think is interesting is he gets made fun of because he puts out these grandioso programs that detail out why their player is so good. What I find interesting is that's what we've went to. Like, I say this with love. I have people all the time send me all these underlying stats to try to prove to me why a guy that I don't think is very good is actually good. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, a guy that I kind of like, I have people send me stuff all the time going, he's not as good as you think he is. Here's why. So, you know, I find it odd that because that's what Scott Boras does for his clients, that we have this. You know, and again, you can not like him. You can think he's bad for baseball or whatever. There's always going to be a Scott Boras. There's always going to be somebody's going to. And there's more than just Scott Boras out there working for their players. That being said, if you listen to him talk about the game, he has great ideas about how to improve the game. You know, Bob Costas is the best. Like, Why Bob Costas isn't the commissioner of baseball, I have no idea. Sometimes, you know what I say? Sometimes rich people that are smart can't get out of their own way. That's a guy that tells you the fact. Listen, the fact that Roger Goodell is in charge of the NFL, okay? The fact of who we've got running it for Major League Baseball will tell you collectively what the owners really want. They don't want a guy in there like a Bob Costas that would go, "You're wrong."
Yeah.
"You're wrong." They want to be able to say, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to implement this, and I don't want you to make any waves." You know, it's silly, but you're right. This DH thing is crazy. The expanded playoffs, the runner on second. Give me a break. You know, of all this stuff, you're like, I know you're fired up about the DH. I am so flipping mad that we have actual people involved in a game of baseball saying, "I kind of like the runner on second thing." Like, you got to be freaking. I know Mozeliak said he liked it. Gersh didn't say it, not Gert.
Gersh, Schilt, did he say something?
Did Schilt say he liked it? Was it Schilt?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? I
hope not. No manager or player.
I don't like it either, Jim. And luckily, we didn't have to see a ton of it. But you mentioned a couple of the rules changes. Look, three batter minimum. I agree. I don't know how much it actually impacted games last year because, you know, depending on when you brought a guy in, was at the end of the inning already. But yeah, that one to me is unnecessary. The runner on second, I'm not a big fan of that either. I remember one of my co-host from the other show I do, the Cubs fan, I won't mention his name, was all up in arms about the automatic walk. You know, hey, it's a play that something could happen. I'm like, you know how much I hated watching those throw four waste pitches just to potentially walk a guy. I like the wave of a hand. I'd much rather prefer that. I don't know. It might be one of those other things we get used to it in a few years, Jim. We don't care anymore. But
you know, my favorite part about this is, you know, people can say, "Well, are you serious?" Like, my favorite part of the intentional walk was the conversation going on while I was listening to the game.
Yeah,
talking
sure,
about
yeah.
the strategy, yeah. getting on to the next thing, and look like that was my favorite part. I don't know. It felt right to me. Like, yeah, man, like, throw the ball. Like, look, that's an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing with that. You got to throw the ball. It's it. Like, you have to throw the ball. Now you're telling somebody you don't have to do what the game is built to do, and you can just take your base. See, and people are going to go, "Really?" And I'm going to be like, "Yeah, the whole game is built around that."
Well, Jim, so, how about they just stop running the bases if they hit a home run, right? Like, why even bother?
That's another one. That's another one, you know?
Yep.
Like, it's funny. Somebody asked me about that. I told somebody, I said, you know, I'm glad I, you know, that softball got that way right when I quit. It was getting that way. Mm. And I had told somebody, I had jokingly said something. And I said, you know, that was one of the reasons I quit playing. And somebody goes, "Oh, you needed to walk the bases, around the bases." I go, "No, it's not that." I go, "My point was the fact that it's so prevalent that you would want to do that should mm-hmm. tell you need to look at why so many people are hitting home runs and fix that frickin' problem. You know, it's because you've given guys that aren't very good athletes titanium bats."
I was going to say, it's that illegal DeMarini you were taking up to the plate, right?
You know, it's like, I didn't use one of those, okay? You're invading my fun here by making it so that anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, right or wrong, that's how I felt. I mean, again, you can say, well, that's, you know, it's like, it's not, because it's not supposed to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, what's the difference if you give me a titanium bat and I hit it 450 feet instead of using a regular bat and I hit it 350, and then I got some other guy that using a regular bat can't do it, but yet you give him a titanium bat, now he can hit a home run. You've ruined the game. There's no,
yeah.
Now we're going to get another tangent. Okay.
No, it's a good tangent to be on, because I got a pretty strong feeling about metal bats, too. I'd like to see them go away.
Think about Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What would aluminum bats do?
Kill somebody.
All aluminum bats would do is get somebody killed, number one. And number two, it would make the guys that hit home runs a bunch now, it'd make them hit them farther, but it would make the guys that don't hit very many hit home runs. Is that what you want?
No.
Who wants that?
No, I don't want that.
What they did to softball.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's what makes home runs to me. Now, look, I still enjoy a good home run at the right time. Right, Jim? I mean, but I guess we're Cardinals fans, so beggars can't be choosers. We don't get many of them these days. But, you know, it became what to me, I like the rarity of it. And it was like a special treat almost during a game. If you get to see one, it's like the slam dunk used to be. Now it's just everybody can do it. They do it often, or they strike out often. Anyway, it's a whole nother worry for me. We don't have to go down that one, but.
Well, and again, I'm trying to figure out what we all want as baseball fans. I just want to watch baseball. I want to be excited about baseball. I want to enjoy baseball, right? Like, that's where I'm at with this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I love the Cardinals. Whether you're happy or mad at the Cardinals for the way they're doing things, it's not going to change anything. Like, I'm going to watch them. I could get frustrated with them. I can be excited about them. They can outperform my expectations. I don't even know what I don't know about you. We haven't even talked about this. Because of what's going on, I don't know what your expectations are. People are like, the Central's there. They're going to be an 80. They're going to win the division with 80-something wins. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. So hang on. Does that make sense? If they're truly the class of the division because nobody else did anything and we think we're better, wouldn't we win 90-something games because we play those guys so much?
You would think, right? Think you should go, you know, 14-2 against the Pirates.
Well, that's what everybody assumes.
Yeah.
Everybody assumes you're going to win every game against the Pirates, right?
Yeah.
Everybody assumes you're going to beat the snot out of, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, well, maybe not. Like, so we'll see. Like I said, this show today is true. Like, we were talking about it and it's a rabbit hole show because the truth of the matter is it's a shit show.
It's a yard sale. It is. Like, NL Central yard sale.
Everybody says that word now. And people are doing videos. It's a shit show. It's the shit show. It's like, no, listen, what's happening right now is a true shit show.
I agree. That's,
like, everybody throws that word around. I'm telling you, look it up in the dictionary. There is a whole detailed out thing of what's going on, not only in the Central Division, but with the St. Louis Cardinals right now. Mm-hmm. It is a true shit show. Never before can you honestly say, here is something that will definitely make you better, and it won't even cost you very much money. All you got to do is do it, and they're saying, nah, we're good.
Yeah. It's maddening. I mean, it can drive you mad if you let it.
I don't even like Jock Peterson that much. I'm not that big on, like, he's okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate him for what he is, just like Eddie Rosario.
Yeah.
They both would immediately make you much better, and yet nothing, nada.
I know. It's funny. It's funny when you lay it out and you describe it, you're like, yeah, that's a thing that's actually happening right now. And you know what?
Yes.
And they're not alone.
Maybe.
Everybody else is doing it in the Central.
It's not a maybe. It's happening.
It is happening. It could be worse, Jim. And we could be Cardinals. Well, I don't know. Maybe some would like that stripping down to the studs like the Cubs seem to be doing. I don't know.
I was going to say, that's another thing. You know, as we leave today, I want everybody to think about this. You know, the St. Louis Cardinals are not the only team doing this. So you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it? Something we can get into next week is, and I do think this is a total worthy topic. Why are so many teams doing what the Cardinals are doing, but yet then you have this handful of teams that are like, nah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're dealing with the same things we're dealing with, mm-hmm. right? Supposedly. Now, everybody has different things. Like, I saw somebody the other day put out a really cool thing about, well, they actually are making a bunch of money they don't want you to know. And one of the things I had in there was factually incorrect, and that is a part of this. Mm-hmm. They are not a tax subsidized stadium. I think the Cardinals, correct me if I'm wrong, or you might know the answers, didn't they pay for 80% of that stadium themselves?
That sounds right to me. I think you're right.
Okay. I don't know. I know they wound up fixing it and they get a break, but mm-hmm. you know, the amusement, there's a lot of different things that go on that make other clubs have more flush income than maybe what the Cardinals have. Not benefit. Everybody wants to easily say, well, they're combining their two companies.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're not operating these separately because they've done all this with Ballpark Village. They don't want to spend, and it's like, well, I mean, maybe, Like that, I'm not going to say that's not a reality. If you're out there right now struggling and you own two businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're functional and one of them is in big trouble, you don't just take the other one and go, "Oh, who cares? That one's okay. I'm going to go over here and go, I'm going to take out a loan. That's not how business people operate."
Yeah, they're looking at them independently.
They know they have a viable business over here. They have to find a way to make sure that's afloat until this is over.
Sure.
So yeah, sometimes you got to make some changes over here to make sure the income is flush over here.
Well, and I'd say this too, Jim, just to add to the conversation. Look, we'd be thankful we're not Cubs fans right now in that organization because they did all that work around Wrigley Field. They got that marquee network going to exclusively broadcast the Cubs games. And then look what happened last year. They had all that up ready to go, ready to start, picking that fruit for the seeds they planted years ago. And it didn't show up because we had a pandemic last year. They're screwed. You want to see a shit show? Look north. Look north up 55, folks. That's a big one.
Yeah. Listen, I promise you, number one, most of the owners have more money than they know what to do with. In fact, they all probably do. I mean, I think we know who owns the Cubs. Like, that's big money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, "Woo, woo, 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 woo. Hang on here."
Yeah.
Again, you can learn a whole lot more in this situation if you pay attention to things like, example, a Jose Ramirez. I'll finish with this since we talked about him today. If Jose Ramirez is available, all things being equal, you would have to believe that 29 major league teams would contact Cleveland and say, "What's the ask?" We're not talking about Giancarlo Stanton, Nolan Arenado. We're talking about a guy that is under contract for 3 years and never makes more than $14 million in those 3 years. I mean, how could you not want that? Well, listen, I know you got to go. I enjoyed the show today, even though this was our Seinfeld show. It was a show about nothing.
I like the pre-show meeting. Anybody who gets any kind of notion that Jim and I plan these shows out, it might be a 3-minute conversation before the recording starts, or it might be a 30-second. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, I told somebody that, and they're like, "Really?" And I go, "Well, what do you want us to talk about?"
Right.
I go, "What shall we talk about? Like, are we going to talk about Yachty and Waino? No. Like, I'm over it. Are we going to talk about Wong? No, I'm over it." I did touch on him because I was really shocked at how nobody likes this guy.
Well, I got to figure out what to talk about this week, Jim. We've got Brian Jordan on with Team Rivals podcast.
Oh, that's an easy one.
I mean, we have something there that we could talk about. But again, it's still a struggle these days. What the hell was I going to talk to Danny Mac about last week?
I know what I'll talk. Brian Jordan had a front row seat for one of the most amazing years in baseball history. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm over it. Let's see what happens. But thanks for joining us. And I feel like this is gonna be like the second or third week in a row that I've said, you would think by next week we'll have something really concrete to talk about. Now, I will say this: we are inching ever so closer to we're gonna have something to talk about because mm-hmm. there's gonna be stuff going on. But I'll say this, and I'll break your heart: that remains to be seen as well. Because I don't know how you start spring training in Florida if they can't start it in Arizona. So that could be interesting as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And that's a whole nother thing. And by next Tuesday, that should be clear as well. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Of course, for me and my co-host, Ron Nuttall, we want to thank everybody for joining us in the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans. Special thanks, as always, goes out to our text line support with Patterson Tire and Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. Give them a call, 618-797-6711, located down there at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. They've been in their community for over 40 years. I've known them at least for 35, and they're just awesome people. You guys, trust me on this one. Don't forget, Adam's Smokehouse will be opening soon, located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. DrKirstenJacobs.com will remind you every day and twice on Sunday that it is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Take care of your skin. And, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy. Learn more at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located in Illinois and Missouri. for my co-host, Ron Nuttall. Oh, wait a minute. Don't forget us, twobirdsinabat.com, at Birds in a Bat Show on Twitter, Two Birds in a Bat Show on Instagram, and of course, find us on Facebook at Two Birds in a Bat. And as always, special thanks to lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio streaming platform for your mobile device. For my co-host, Ron Nuttall, this is Jim Cromer. Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds!